North Seton Viaduct to Bedlington Viaduct. Between North Seton Viaduct and Bedlington Viaduct, there will be a new train station at Bedlington, changes to various level crossings, and sites that may need to be temporarily used for construction of the station and other ongoing works. The key changes and some local landmarks are found in the map in the printed version. In addition, engineering works will take place along the railway. Bedlington Station will be the first stop for trains leaving Ashington and will have two platforms, one for services to Ashington, one for services to Newcastle. It will have all the facilities described in a moment. In order to meet the predicted demand for passenger services, some additional parking will be needed at the station, including blue badge spaces and EV charging bays. We're currently considering different options to meet this demand, which is explained as we go along. The options include a new car park at the junction of Barrington Road and Park Terrace, a new car park on the public open space at the junction of Barrington Road and Ravensworth Street, and a new car park on the site of the existing container storage business off Barrington Road. Further studies into the suitability of these options are ongoing. The station and car park would include tree planting and wildlife-friendly landscaping. Some minor works are required to both the level crossings close to the station. In particular, the road will be reprioritised at Bedlington South Level Crossing, creating a through route from Station Road to Palace Road into St John's Road. People will use this level crossing to interchange between the two station platforms. New boundary fencing will be installed to keep the station secure and to provide screening for residential properties and businesses where necessary. No works are proposed to the signal box at the station, and no changes are currently proposed to the former station buildings on the site. To build and safely operate the station, some land in private ownership is required. This includes a vacant shop opposite the signal box on Station Road, which will be demolished to provide a new, safe and attractive pedestrian entrance to the station. The new station will allow people living in Bedlington to easily travel into neighbouring towns, Newcastle and further afield using public transport. Relative to existing public transport options, it will be quicker and easier to travel from Bedlington to these destinations using the Northumberland Line, as well as providing an appealing alternative to private car use. As land in private ownership will be needed to build the station, negotiations with landowners are ongoing and may inform further development of the design. We'll seek to reduce the extent of additional land required as far as possible. Some existing trees and green space may have to be removed to construct the station and car park. As noted later, new planting in alternative locations will compensate for this. Indicative plans showing our proposals for Bedlington Station and car park can be found in the map in the printed information. Our construction strategy is still being formulated, and dates and durations for the construction of the station are still to be confirmed. Information about how construction will be managed to minimise disturbance to local residents and businesses is given later. Our current plans include construction traffic accessing the station site from Barrington Road and Park Terrace. Engineering works will take place at both level crossings, and at these times the crossings and roads may be closed to pedestrians and vehicles. Some temporary diversions and changes to the local highways and footpaths may also be needed. We're seeking your views on our proposals for Bedlington Station, including any ways in which you feel they could be improved. You can share your comments by answering the dedicated question on the response form. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals and inform the detailed designs. You'll have a further opportunity to comment on the planning application for Bedlington Station when it's submitted to the local planning authority. This section of the line contains six potential sites which may be temporarily required for construction and engineering works. These sites and the ways they may be used are described in the printed information. The proposed site for Bedlington Station will be used as a construction site for the station itself. Feedback from this consultation will help determine which sites will be used. These sites may be used to store materials, machinery and equipment, and to provide welfare such as toilets or a kitchen, and parking for contractors. It may be necessary to temporarily close some paths and bridleways to allow the sites to be used by our contractors. where a public right-of-way or publicly used path will be temporarily impacted during the construction of the scheme, efforts will be made to provide temporary diversions. Where this isn't possible or not considered necessary, the duration of any closures will be kept to a minimum. The six potential sites are as follows. Number 1. March's House Level Crossing, currently an agricultural field, potentially a construction site for engineering operations to the line and minor works to the level crossing. Number 2. Bomersund, currently an agricultural field, potentially a site for engineering operations. Number 3. Bomersund Level Crossings, currently scrub woodland, potentially a construction site for changes to Bomersund crossings. The level crossing may need to be closed while work takes place. Number 4. Site off the A1147. Currently cleared land adjacent to an existing business within an established industrial estate, TT Electronics Welland Components Limited. Potentially a construction site for engineering works. Site number 5, Bedlington Station. Currently storage and other businesses operating from the site, which is within the boundary of the planning application for Bedlington Station. Potentially a construction site for the station and track renewals. The site could then become part of the car park for the station. Site number 6, Furnaceway Sidings. Currently disused railway sidings. Potentially this site will be upgraded and become operational rail sidings as part of the line. The sidings may be used for overnight parking of trains and driver welfare and other facilities. The sidings are likely to be used as a construction site for engineering work to the line. Once operational, there will be an increase in activity, including noise from the sidings and in vehicular traffic using the Network Rail access from Melrose Court. If you have any comments about the proposed temporary use of these sites, please respond to the relevant question in the response form, stating the name of the site or sites. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals and inform our construction strategy. Once the proposals are more certain, further opportunity to provide comments will be given to those who may be affected by the use of the sites.